where it says, Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Butzraya. See the, actually the line below that. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Ami Avi Yasmin. Do you see that? Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Ami Avi Yasmin? Okay, was it fourth line down? Third line down? It's not such a long blot, so it's hard to find. Yitzchak Rabbi Ami Avi Yasmin, Makshina the Makshina. Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Ami were sitting and asking a question. We learned Halo Gvu Gavoa Tevach Zorim B'Selcha Shlosha Asar. If the field had a gvul, a ridge around it, yeah, not a field, a vegetable patch, a small patch, of course, it'd have a ridge around it, which is a tefach high, so then on the ridge itself, you can plant 12 types of grain. Here they only have 9, but it's really 12, because you have 1, 2, 3, and then 1, 2, 3, and then 1, 2, 3, and then 1, 2, 3. As long as you take out the corners, right, then you'll get 12 on each side. There's a picture of that previously in the book. We have 12 on each side and 1 in the middle. So if you have a ridge, this is in a ridge around the field, then you can plant up to 12 types of grain. Okay? So 9 grams, sorry, let me just scrub myself. Not grain, vegetables. Yes. The height of the ridge is a tefach. Mm-hmm. If you have a patch of 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim and a ridge around which is a tefach higher than the rest of the patch. Dirt. Just a dirt ridge, yeah. So on that ridge itself you can plant 3 types of vegetables on each side, 12 altogether. There has to be at least a tefach higher. Gemara is going to discuss that later on. Okay, I'm just going to get into that in great detail. So, says Gemara, Shloshosar, you can plant 13. Shloshal ko goivel v'goivel, 3 on each boundary. Ve'achavem to 1 in the middle. Now Gemara asks the obvious question. Gemara asks, v'nisne, and here's a typo according to the Rash, should be chamisha b'ev, so should be 5 in the middle. Meaning we learned that yesterday that when you have an aruga ben harugos, When you have a field, you have a vegetable patch, you can plant up to 5 types of vegetables in the patch. And we learned that there are several possibilities in which those 5 come out. One of them might be like this, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then one in the middle like that. Another one might be like this, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then one in the middle like that. Another one might be like this, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then one in the middle like that. There are all sorts of various different possibilities as to how you get 5. But the bottom line is that you have 5. Yet here we're saying, well, you have a ridge. Here's a picture of the one with the ridge, right? With the ridge, you only get 12. 3 on each side and 1 in the middle. Why should you get 5 in the middle? If in the patch itself you can plant 5, so when you have the patch plus a ridge, you should be able to plant 17, right? That's a lot. Okay, so that's the Gemara's question. Let's get 17 altogether, right? Let's have the 5 in the middle and place in the middle of these 12. Is that clear? Very simple, straightforward question. Right? No? Yes, maybe?
How'd you get 17?
12 and 5. Take this patch and put it within the ridged perimeter, and then you should get all together 17. 5 and 12, simple arithmetic, 17. Instead of the 13, which we have pictured here, 1, 2, 3. 4 or 5.
So just tacking on the ridge to the perimeter
of the patch.
Can you do
that? Why, that's what I was asking. Why not? If the patch itself, which is a 6 by 6, can have 5, and the ridge can have 12, right? The ridge, which is the perimeter of a tefach higher all around the patch, then patch plus ridge should not equal 13. Patch plus ridge should equal 17. Simple arithmetic, right? That's more kasha. So, says the Gemara, and there should be 5 in the middle. Again, it says 6 in the book, but it should be 5. There should be 5 in the middle and 12 all around. Says the Gemara, technically you're right. We're talking about a case where the ridges diminish the inner area from 6 by 6. In other words, the ridges encroach on the middle area. If the ridges would not encroach on the middle area at all, they'd be able to get 5 in the middle and 3 on each side. However, here the ridges encroach. So it says, Shisha, if we're talking about a case where the ridges are encroaching on the six, so bedot, you know, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shisha Bamta, it says in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says you can plant six in the middle. Rabbi Yehuda said you could. So how can you say that if it's less than 6x6? Vikimuna, and they said that they wanted to sustain Rabbi Yehuda's statement that you get six in the middle. For lo yadin, we don't know exactly chavraya kimune, if the chavra in general will sustain the statement. Rabbi Ami Kaimer, specifically Rabbi Ami sustained it. But Peter doesn't even want to say, Rabbi Yehuda says you get six. He doesn't know you get six when the rib, when you have a perimeter around the patch. Rather, he says you get six when our Rosha, in the case of the Rosha, which is talking about just a patch without a perimeter surrounding it. Okay? So it says the Gemara, Vina Rosha, no, it can't be. Because if it's going on the Rosha is the Yerushalmi lingo for Rosha. If it's going on the Rosha, the Dot Tani Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yudah Omer Shmonosar, and this is Rabbi Chia said, Rabbi Yudah says you get 18. When it's Rabbi Chia, we have a tradition, Rabbi Chia Taka said, they go to Rabbi Yudah said you get six. Within the patch, we always said you get five within the patch. Going to Rabbi Yehuda says you get six within the patch. When you have six in the patch, plus 12, you get 18. So obviously, Rabbi Yehuda, when he said he got six, is talking about a case where there is exactly 6x6, and that's why you can tack on a perimeter of 12. So now we're back to the question, according to Rabbanan, why do we see all you get is 13? We should say, according to Rabbanan, that you get 17. It's like going to be 6 for the patch and 12 for the perimeter. Going to be bunch should be 5 for the patch and 12 for the perimeter. So next, the question, of course, since this is Yushalmi, we do not answer it, right? We leave it difficult, okay? Ma'ala kriach base rova. The question is like this. With a vegetable patch by vegetables is 6x6 tvachim. It happens to be, not just by sheer coincidence, that the shear with which, if you have a full patch of vase of tomatoes, and you want to plant at a close distance there too, a patch full of onions, so you have to have 6 tvachim between them. Okay, between vegetable patches you need 6 tvachim. Between wheat types of grain, say between wheat and barley, you have to have 10 amos, 10 and a quarter amos you have to have. So the Gemara asks like this. It's just like I'm allowed to make a vegetable batch of 6x6 tvachim and plant 5 types of vegetables in it. Can I make a grain patch of 10 and a quarter amos by 10 and a quarter amos? Lizrol l'toch and plant within it 5 types of grain. In other words, let's take this case, which applies to vegetables, and expand it to grain. If vegetables are within 6 tefachim of each other, then you grow vegetables in a way that they're within 6 tefachim of each other. We flog you. You get flogged midoraisa. In that case, you say it's permissible, nonetheless, to put 5 types of vegetables into one small patch, because you said there's a xeris akasa which permits this. The separation between 2 types of grain, which is 10 and a quarter amos, is not a separation which is required on a Torah level. It's only a rabbinic separation. So if that's the case, where there is no magos midraisa lo koshke, it's certainly permissible to plant 5 types of grain within a quarter on quarter grain patch, meaning instead of 6x6 tefachim, 10 and a quarter tefachim by 10 and a quarter tefachim. Doesn't work. Okay, fine. I'll accept that. What about the final case? Ma'ala kriach b'tchila sheish. What is shisha? Are you allowed to make a distance of 6 tefachim between vegetables at the beginning of a row? And lios meitzer beilach and then get narrower as you go on. And that is picture number memzayin. In picture number memzayin, you see that the rows start out being separate by 6 tefachim. Then they get narrower as you get to the end. Now, we said that by grains, that's okay. As long as you add at the beginning the proper distance, which is 10 and a quarter amos. So later on, even if the rows of 2 different grains narrow toward each other, that's legit. So here, too, do we say the same thing by vegetables? Instead of saying it's 10 and a quarter by 10 and a quarter in that first initial box before they've come to meet, do we say here also that it's 6x6 or not? So it says, in the case where they're even closer together, in other words, in the patch itself, the vegetables, we said, can only have to be a distance of 1.5 tefachim from each other. Within a small patch of 6x6 tefachim, the vegetables only have to be with it can be up to within 1.5 tefachim of each other, which is a measly, puny, nothing difference, right? So if I say they're within, but to be within 1.5 tefachim of each other, which we, the Gemara calls here shavoida bogas bavoida, literally the work conflicts with the work, but meaning the roots mingle together in an obvious and blatant fashion. So a concha ena v'atomar muti, say it's okay. Concha ena v'ata pagas b'avoda, here where you have the six tefachim over here in the middle, where it separates the roots at this point in the row. So even if you have to go on later on and have the roots meet, that will be sufficient. In other words, once you've established, this is certainly more permissible because you've established a baseline of separation between roots. If later on they mingle, that's still a superior case, the case where the maximum distance you ever had was a tefach and a half. Okay, says Gemara. I really stopped the middle of a line. Let me start over lining it over again. My b'shua shavoida bagas b'avoida tamar mutar, the place where the roots mingle, the roots are permissible. Kachena voda bagas b'avoida, here where the roots do not meet the roots, at least in that point in the field where it's 6x6 tefachim. So then lokoshke, it's certainly permissible later on to have them meet further down the right line. Now, says the Gemara, lo tzurcha, lo tzurcha tilo. That's no question that it's not a problem. In other words, that was not the question you should have asked. The question you just asked is not such a bright question. I'll give you a much better question to ask. What question should you ask? If you have a field, a wheat field, and you want to put next to a barley field, so can you allow them to meet as long as originally there was this of 10 amos and a quarter between the two of them, which is the proper shear. Now, the Gemara had said in the previous parak that if you have one row and then another row next to it, if they start off at the proper distance from each other, even if later on they come together, that's okay. Now we're asking a more severe question. What about if it's not one row and another row, but rather two fields? And at one point between the two fields, there's sufficient distance. Later on, I let them come in towards each other or not. And this is based on a premise which we learned before you came, which is that by kilayim, everything is appearance. There's very little substance, and everything is appearance. You want to explain, Dr. Spadell? Yeah, even on a Doraisa level. Right. We don't care particularly about the reality. Mr. Zuger continues to dislike that. We don't care. What? Yeah, we don't look at whether they things actually grow together or don't actually grow together. As a matter of fact, we're going to see a fascinating halacha tonight, which is that if you have, it's amazing, this is kilayim. If you have, here's a grapevine. Here's wheat. They're right next to each other. Between the two of each two of them, there's the tzuras haPesach. You know what Tzuras HaPesach is? You know what Tzuras HaPesach is? The shape of a doorway. Like we make an Eruv. Right? You have two poles and a pole on top. That's an interruption.
Even though it doesn't physically interrupt.
Right! Doesn't physically interrupt at all. But that's sufficient for Zaviki line. Everything is appearance. Okay? It's a shocking concept. For those who have not learned Yerushalmi Kilayim, including most of us here this evening, it's a shocking concept the first time you come across it, but that's really what underlies Kilayim.
So you could, if it's in a forest and nobody's going to see it, you could have it grow close to each other.
No, you can't, because it goes by objective. In other words, if a person, you know, was there, what they would perceive. But yeah, on the Torah, it's because it's a Torah prohibition. It's not... Although we use the words Maariv Zayin to describe things which have to do with how they're perceived, but it's really borrowed terminology, because Maariv Zayin is generally a rabbinic prohibition, this is a Torah prohibition. Therefore, it's dealt with in absolute terms, what is seen as opposed to what you see. Am I making myself clear? Obviously not. Okay. It might take you years to internalize it. So it says, by the way, I want to remind you, there's no shiur tomorrow night. I'm going to be out of town tomorrow night. Okay? So, if you make a sufficient bald spot at the beginning of the separation between two fields, just a minute, can you then narrow toward further down the line? Yes.
Just one question. No. Distinction between a diurisa and a diurbana.
Yes.
Isn't there some type of Ramban that says that all diurbanas are like diurisas?
It's the Ramban's kasha on the Rambam. Like the Rambam, all rabbanans stem from the power of low saucer, right. So the rabbanan should be deraisa. Right. But even the Rambam doesn't really hold that way. Ramban asks on the Rambam, based on your line of reasoning, that should be the case. But
based on the Rambam's internal reasoning.
Right. But the Rambam certainly can hold that way. That's why the Ramban thought that was an unsinkable raya against the Rambam. But the Rambam can't hold that way. It's intolerable to say they're exactly the same. Doesn't hold that way. Nobody holds that way, as far as I know. Okay. Says the Gemara. Maim, so let's try and discuss this case. Maim shisha. Where the minimal distance of six talking between types, where there's a potential to get Malkus to rice at the marmutzer, you say you can start over this of six, and then narrow it down as time goes by, as the furrows get further down line. Conch ain't looking at the Vator here, where the distance of 10.25 amas is not a Torah stringency, but a rabbinic stringency. Lo Koshke, you certainly make it narrow down the line. Rabbi Nasa asked, and now we're going to have a series of questions to which we will not have any answers. Rabbi Nasa Shah, lo mistabra begago shal goyvel. Does not make sense to say that on the top of two perimeters which are adjacent to each other, two different grains there, two different vegetables. Now, I don't understand how this follows. I mean, I looked at this, but from three or four different angles today, I'm going to put my Gemara like this, and I couldn't understand what it says here. According to him, here, let me show you. Picture Memches. It's not 3D, so it's hard to tell. But I'm making it a little bit 3D here, and you can see. Here's a patch, and here's a patch. There's a patch over here on the bottom, a patch over there on the bottom. Here is a ridge which is in common between the two fields. Really, it could be divided into one tevach on this and one tevach on that. So do I say here that I can plant this ridge one thing, and this ridge another thing, because this ridge is affiliated with here, and this ridge is affiliated with there, and I don't look at them as being connected to each other? Or do I say, obviously, since they're on the same level, they must be connected?
Is there a physical divider here?
No. That's Gemara. Gemara doesn't give an answer.
Why would they even think that you could do it?
Because each half, people would perceive, the perception would be that each half is affiliated with the patch immediately adjacent to area there too.
But it's all one owner, isn't it?
That doesn't make a difference. Never makes a difference, the ownership. All it's to do with placement and perception. Okay? So, next question. Rabbi Nasser Shaw, Asa Pea Bamsa. If you made in the middle of your vegetable patch, you made a Pea, which is, I believe, our Torah Sapesach here. Yeah. Here's a picture, right? You add here, this is your vegetable patch. Pictures here are not terribly professional. But you add your vegetable patch, in the middle of the vegetable patch, it was a Torah Sapesach. So now can you duplicate the planting on each side of the Torah Sapesach? And say, or no, I shouldn't say duplicate, can you make kilayim on each side of the Torah Sapesach? Or do we say that there's no kilayim involved here, again, because of the logic that the Torah Sapesach is a distinction between the two, right? I'm not sure if I expressed the two sides properly. Do I say it's Torah Sapesach interrupts between the two? Or do I say that even though theoretically midoraisa does interrupt and there's no question about that, but here, since in this case it's a very small patch of 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim, people are not going to chap. They're not going to be able to comprehend and grasp the whole application of in this case of the concept of Surah HaPesach. They're going to look at it, hey, this is all the same patch. Well, because there's a Surah HaPesach in the middle, and therefore we leave this difficult. Okay? Zara begoni musin. If you planted begogim, it should be bego begumsin. If you planted, if you have a hole in your yard, see, Mr. Zuger, in picture number nine. You have a hole, depression, middle of the yard. See that? So in that case, what's halacha? Can you plant stuff? Another thing into in the hole, and other things, and one thing in the hole, other things on the rim, or vice versa. Min ma.
The, well, this is the opposite of a ridge, so
right.
On a ridge, it should work.
That's the question.
Well.
That is, but it's in the middle of the field.
So the ridge was in the middle of the field.
The ridge was around.
Well, we have the ridge here.
Oh, but not surrounded. Here, maybe because it's surrounded, it's worse. Good point. But maybe here, because it's surrounded, it's worse. I'm not sure. I think that that's what's going to come out in a minute. So Sazumar, Mishko Bika, I think I again. Zara begumsin. Well, that's one question. Next question is mishko bekama. What is the what is the necessary the minimum length, minimum breadth, I should say. No, no. Here it's about a ridge again. Let's see, I forgot what the question is here.
So I have the Gemara, I mentioned the theory, what is the most important for the shipping of the other country, and the
Oh, okay, fine. The question is like this: when do you get the halach of a ridge? What's the minimum shear of a what's the minimum shear which gives me of the patch which allows me to regard its perimeter as distinct and plant on the perimeter? What's the shear of the patch vis-a-vis which we're dealing with the rim? So says Gemara, Mishcha Bekama, Min Madama Rabbi Yitzchak. How broad does the patch have to be in order to give it the special leniency of a rim which you can plant 12 different types of seeds? Resolve it, sorry, about a case where we had this at the beginning of the evening. Resolve it, sorry, about a case where the boundaries have made the inner patch less than 6, and there you don't get 5 in the middle. All you get is 1 in the middle because the inner patch is less than 6. Adamra, this teaches us, afilu, it should be Perem mikan, it should be not perach. Actually, I don't know why perach is so bad, but it says perach, but some of you changed it to perach. Means that even if it extends a little bit into, even extends a little bit into the sixth volume of the inner patch, it's okay. So it says more at hechon. How far does that go? Now let me just explain the first thing again. We said that where the patch itself is less than 6 by 6, so you can only plant. We didn't discuss the patch less than 6. So we said in order for the plant to be plant the plot, the patch to be plantable in the middle, you have to have 6 by 6. If you don't have 6 by 6, then you can't plant in the middle. The Gemara is saying here, it seems, that if you had a ridge around the entire thing, but it left even a little bit less than 6 tefachim in the city, small, we're talking about 6 by 6 tefachim. 6 by 6 tefachim is, again, it's about the size of this Gemara plus a little bit more. So if you left, we said over there, said back at the beginning, that if you left less than six tefachim, a little bit less, so you don't get the full benefit of the 17 or 18, you might only get 12. That's what we said. From this you see it's got to be a little bit less than six, a little bit less is sufficient, but not significantly less than six. But a little bit of the inner patch can be up to six tefachim, and perhaps even a little bit less than six tefachim, but not much less. If it's much less, you lose this capacity to plant five grains, five vegetables within the patch. I'm not making sense? The Gemara before said that it... That's very nice of you. The Gemara before said that as long as you have a little bit less than 6 by 6 tefachim in the middle, you can't plant more than 13 altogether. 12 on the ridge and 1 on the inside. Right? So if that's the case, we see that the inner patch only has to be 6 by 6 tefachim. Of course, that we knew. It can even be a little bit less than 6 by 6 tefachim. Because if it's a little bit less than 6 by 6 tefachim, what do you lose? You don't lose the right to the ridge, which is our question at the moment. You lose the right to use 5 full different types of vegetables in the middle. So we see that there's a concept of ridge for a patch, even if the patch is slightly less than 10 tefachim. That's what, 6 tefachim. That's what we see over here. The ridge has the halacha of ridge. They can plant 12 different types of vegetables on it, even if the inner area is slightly less than 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. Only from the flow of our Gemara. There's no psukim or anything of that sort. If that's what you're looking for. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. It's all axiomatic. It makes sense. It's not irrational. You have a problem with the reason behind it? Right. You want to expand on your question? I don't want to leave you dangling. Okay. Yerushalmi especially. Yerushalmi leaves many more questions difficult than the Bavli. All right. Hadam Rafiu Paramikana, which even if it's a little bit wild, meaning it's not precise upon a 6x6. That's okay. What's the minimum shear which you can have a ridge? Yishmina minadah. Let's learn it. In other words, what's the minimum shear of the inner patch if the inner patch should have a ridge? A little bit less than 6, which is well, is okay. But how far are you willing to go with that? This is where let's learn from the following case. Gomimios holds Shemambukos Tevach, which are a Tevach deep. Vizorin was Zorin Lusoga Shlosha Zironim. You can plant within the holes three types of seeds. Echon Mikan, one on one side, Vechon Mikan on the other side, Vechon Miemtson, one in the middle. What does this tell us? What's the minimum shear of a patch? What's the minimum shear of a patch to give it a ridge? Look at this brisa carefully. What's the minimum shear of a patch to give it a ridge? No. No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. A tefa. All right. And here we have a graphic picture of it somewhere, I think. If the guma is a tefach wide, picture number yurches. Not yurches. Nunal. Looking upside down. If the picture is up to a tefach wide, at least the tefach wide, then you're allowed to plant on the rims surrounding the hole. What does this tell us? The minimum share of a patch is in order for the patch to get a perimeter? One tefach. Mr. Zuga, why are you furrowing your brow? Why are you furrowing your brow? What? Yes. Yes. It's two-dimensional. That's the problem.
How is the picture, how is Nun different than the
Ra? I understand this for
him. It's not. It's essentially the same. There's no substantial in it. Yeah, but same thing. Mr. Zuger, a depression has two ridges on it. A ridge, two ridges have a depression. It's just a question of whether the bottle is half empty or half full.
Is there a ridge as well as the level field in this picture?
Which case? In Nun?
In which you have a depression, you have a guma. Then as you come up...
No, there's just level field. Which one is going to pick up on? The Gemara is going to pick up on that, I think. Says Gemara, Hadamra Atefa teaches that the minimum share of a patch to have a ridge is a tefa. Habibo Barkana, Shimon Barkana, and Shimon Barnashio, both the name of Shimon Ben Lakish, Ben Noitim Luchor Varshano. No, no, this case is different. This is where the stuff on the ridge can grow into a desolate area on either side. That's different. Because there's room for the... We're talking about a case where the stuff growing on the ridge is bending over away from the hole. You made special arrangements that it's not going to bend down towards the hole. If it bends down towards the hole, maybe a problem, even if the patch in the middle is only a tefach. So if we don't know with certainty what happens with a patch, there's a share of a patch... It's a greater perimeter, 6x6, talking. Is it one tefach by one tefach, or is it anywhere in between? We don't know. Because our attempt to bring the proof here from the case of the ridge around two different, the two ridges around a depression, that could be different because as you see, these vegetables are inclining out as opposed to towards the hole. It could be where they incline towards the hole, we have to be far more stringent. Okay? Says the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Zira. How many lines down is it? Five down from the bottom. Kol tefach u tefach shugoyvel. Each and every tefach on the perimeter, oise or suo so mokum yavneato, it gets its own place. Now, you really can't tell the novelty of what he's saying. What he's saying, from looking at the Gemara, what he's saying is that, something which argues in everything we learned till now, that when you have a ridge, you get not just the top of the ridge,
but the side of the ridge.
Even though there's stuff growing down here, and this is different stuff than that stuff, you get all those locations in order to plant. Why? Because the side of the ridge is the side, and the top is the top, and never the twain shall meet. And therefore, you can plant one thing on top and one thing on the side. Again, what do we say about roots? Exaggeration. But yes, that's the idea. Don't ask, don't tell. Okay? Again, that's mental key lime. We're not necessarily concerned about the roots. We're cared about perception. Okay? Climb is a mitzvah for the 90s. There's no substance, only perception. Okay? So, it says to Gemara, if that's the case, you are Srimu Chamisho, they should be able to plant in a patch 25 different types of vegetables. Shisha Kol Gugul, six on each and every perimeter. Why? Because three on top of the perimeter and three on the side of the perimeter, like he has over here. One, two, three, one, two, three. That is 6 times 4, 24, right? Vechabemtza, one in the middle, right? The one in the middle that makes 25. So says the Gemara. Again, you assume chamisha al kol gvul v'gvul on each and every boundary. Shisha kol gvul v'gvul, six on each and every boundary. Vechabemtza and one in the middle. V'cheinu. Maybe you'll say this is true. Would you say this is correct according to our Mishnah? Can't be. Hey, Sir Abun Bar Chia B'Shem Rabbi Yishmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabun Bar Chia asked name Rabbi Yishmuel Bar Yitzchak. One thing that we learned, tell him Ba'amas Amayim. If you have an irrigation canal of some sort or a furrow, Shena Mukim Tefach.
You have to go? Okay.
Shena Mukim Tefach, which are
I want to ask you.
Yes.
Is it Sunday next too?
No.
Just Monday through Thursday?
It's easy, easy, Daf Yomi. Just Monday, Thursday, an hour a night. Yes. Okay? That's right.
Do plants actually, can they grow sideways?
No.
According to your summary, they can grow sideways.
No. They'll grow up towards the sun. All plants grow up towards the sun. Yeah. It's not a moss. Moss grows sideways. It's not a moss. No, it'll grow up, but it'll look different to people. People will notice the differences. That's what we're relying on. Again, not Marisayan in the rabbinic sense, but that it looks different in an absolute sense. That's what it boils down to. You bother by this every night. We come back to this.
Everything else.
Tom, what can I do? Stop! You can't like all. You can't like everything. Not everything you learn is going to. It shouldn't. But does it bother you the same way? It doesn't bother you the same way, does it? Yeah. No, but he's not. But he also doesn't know the vegetables. Where are you from? The Suffolk, who knows? Suffolk, who knows less? Bronx or Brooklyn? I come from Nassau County. Yeah, I know much more than you guys. But in any event, the thing is, everything has to do with how people perceive it. Okay? So, in any event, say some more further. Didn't we learn? Tell him about Masamai if you have a. You can't be 25. You can't get up to 25. You can't. I'll prove it to you. You have a Telma Masamayim. You have a furrow or a water ditch. Excuse me. Shena Muki Tefach, which are a Tefach deep. Zorin Lesochi, you plant within them. Shlosha Zironin. Three seeds, like we just learned. Echad Mikan, one over here. Echad Mikan, one over here. Be'echad Bamsa, one in the middle. If you're right that we can get up to 25 by planting on the perimeter and on the side of the perimeter, 12 on top, 12 on the side, and 1 in the middle, so then we should be able to get how many over here? Let's take this picture noon. How many should we be able to get over here? In picture noon, how many should we be able to get? No. At the very least. It's only tefach by tefach. At least five. One, two, three, four, five. Is that clear? One, two, three, four, five.
Right.
One on each plane. Okay? So it says tomorrow, it's lace yachir, veniste chamisha, shnaimikan, two on this side, shnaimikan, two on that side, velcha benzo, one in the middle. Lace yachir, tzacher beka. That's the answer. Let's say the Gemara's question again is, if you're going to say that you get 12 on top and 12 on the side, so here you should get 5. So there's a lace yachir an answer I don't really understand. Here the Gemara's answer is that no, it's different, here you can't do it. Tzacher beka, tzacher beka, chovish remtsoi. For some reason, which I'm not 100% sure, but I think I have an idea. You can't do it in this case. Because in this case over here, if you plant over here, in our case over here, a min over here, this one in the middle is too enveloped by the side ones. And enveloping is bad. In other words, this doesn't bother me because it's not enveloping. This bothers me because it's enveloping. Hi, Alaska, what about the patch over here? We just said require that you can plant 12 on top of 12 on the side, and then one in the middle. That's also enveloping. It's not as close. It's not as close. Because here, you make the ridges around here, right? Not this case, this has five, I'm sorry. In this case, you make the ridges around here. So even if you plant on the ridges over here, it's true that the ridges, this is supposed to be three-dimensional. Don't let it confuse you, it's two-dimensional. Even if you plant on this ridge, which is the ridge between the higher plane and the lower plane, if you plant on the side, still there's a lot of empty space over here. It's a lot of empty space. Yes. Because of the thing in the middle being at some distance from the sides, or in diagonal to the sides. But over here, in this case, it's much too close. That's why you can't plant five, because you're having mamish one next to each other, one over here, one over here, one over here, one over here, one over there. That's no good. It's much too close. So where can I plant five? Five? Not five. Where can I plant 13? Or for that matter, 24, perhaps 25, perhaps. In this case, there's a ridge, and the ridge is somewhat distant from the actual grain, or the actual vegetable in the middle. Distant is the wrong word. It is the right word. It is distant. Yeah.
Distinguishing between an elevation and an impression.
Yeah.
In an elevation, it appears that for whatever reason.
You're saying a different logic, and I like your logic. You're saying an interesting thing. You're saying by an elevation, it's much less apparent to be a surrounding. Can you plant vegetables on the rim and plant squash in the middle? Now, squash is very luxuriant foliage, but it's a vegetable, technically speaking, right? So you plant vegetables on the rim and squash in the middle, and say that even though the leaves of the squash, luxuriant as they are, will tend to lean over the sides, it's still okay. Because riches are always sufficient. They ask, can you put the vegetables on the perimeter and plant the squash in the middle? If grain and grain, which are saved by distancing, a distance of 10.5, approximately 10.25, 10.5, nonetheless, they have no concept of perimeters. You can't take a perimeter and put grain on the perimeter. It's a special deal by vegetables. Why? I don't know. Don't ask me! But you can't have barley in the middle and then on the perimeter have wheat. That's a no-no. It doesn't work. Only by vegetables, not by grains. Okay? I don't know why. Says, well, if you have a case where grains, the gravel is not... That was my train of thought. Maizraim zoim with grains. Sheni tzoim b'esra amos b'mechtu, which are saved by 10.5 amos, and a gravel matzmi liyodom, they can be planted in a close proximity to vegetables, even if they're on the the ridge. Mukshe shunito b'shtemesrei, a mukshe which is more severe, and that you need 12 amos to distance, a not just 10.25 or 10.5, but you need 12 amos to distance between the squash and anything else. Mukshe atzmo. It certainly is not saved by being on a perimeter. What about this case, however? Muksha atzmo, the squash itself. Mao, it should be here, sheyeh nitzo barosh hagvul, the other way around. You have the wheat in the patch and the squash on the boundary. Does that work? But we know that you can when you have We know when you have the squash in the middle. Yeah, we know you can't have squash in the middle and the wheat on the side. The wheat on the perimeter, it's no good. What about the other way around? What about the wheat in the middle and the squash on the perimeter? Does at least the perimeter save the squash itself? So says the Gemara, again, Mao Sheu Yeni Tso, is it saved by being on top of the perimeter? So says Gemara, Maim Zroim Bizroim Sheni Tso Besser Amosu Mechza. If the various different types of seeds, which require 10 and a half amas of separation, and in some Barosha Goyvel, they're not safe from kilayim if they're on top of the perimeter. It has to be specifically vegetables. Muksha shunitzo b'shmona amos. A muksha which is safe, which distance is required is less, is only 8 amas. Slow koshkein is not a kavachomer. So what are you talking about? Rabbi Yudan avoid the Rabbi Masler. Rabbi Yudan from Masler said, if I ain't have a koshkein, that's a kavachomer. What would a kavachomer be? If muksha was more severe, then it'd be a kavachomer. If by regular grains, which are less severe, so then in that case, I say that they're not saved by being on the perimeter from the Easter of Kilaim.
No, I'm not explaining this well.
This machlokas later on, actually, Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan. Machlokas Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan is what distance is required between various different types of kisha, of muksha, of squash. So Rabbi Akiva says it's 12 amos, Rabbanan says it's only 8 amos. So now, like Rabbi Kiva, it would be kavachomer. Whatever is true about grain and vegetables, l'chumra, it's certainly true about squash, l'chumra, because it's 12. That's only 10. This requires 12. It's certainly much more chumra. But like the other people, which you only need 8. I think that's Rabbi Kiva. Rabban is the one that says you need 12. Rabbi Kiva says you only need 8. But like Rabbi Akiva, there's no kavachomer. On the contrary, maybe by grain we're more machmir than by muksha, because grain requires 12, and all grain requires 10, and all muksha requires in distancing is 8. So if you want to make a kavachomer from grain and seeds, you have to say, if grain and seeds are only 10, is X. Certainly then, when I speak about squash, which is 12, it's certainly X. That's a kavachomer. You don't have a kavachomer. So that's what Gemara is saying. According to the opinion that muksha requires less of a distancing than grain, you have no kavachomer. To me, machmer. According to the opinion, which requires more of a distancing by muksha than grain, then you do have a kavachomer. That really is quite simple, right? It's just a logical construct. Just that the Gemara is somewhat confusing. Now let's see it inside. It says more muksha ato maushi ato barosha goyva. You put the squash on top of the perimeter. Is that good? If you have grain and grain, or seed and seed, which are saved by 10 amos, they're not saved by being 1,000 perimeter. Muksha is saved in 8 amos, which is more chomer. It's not. The Gemara is going to ask on this. According to Sabi, there is no kavu chomer. We're setting this up for a fall. We're saying muksha, which is 8 amos, lokoshke certainly have to be machner. Om Rabbi Yehuda, avoid the Rabbi Masla. Fehein, I'm a kavachomer. This is a kavachokoshkein. It's a kavachomer. It's not a kavachomer because 8 is less stringent than 10. Elochi, who it has to be like the other opinion, like Rabbi Lozer says, you argue with Rabbi Akiva. Says ma'im zloim bezloim sheitzolim should be be'eser amos. Grain and seed and seeds, which are saved by 10 amos. Umechza, 10 and a half. Ain't it some rosh gravel and not saved by being on top of a perimeter? Muksha shunitza b'shtemes, right? A muksha which is saved by 12. Only by 12 distancing, low kosh gain. It's early kavachom, we have to be more stringent. So the bottom line is, vegetables on the perimeter, vegetables in the patch, all those ones for kulos only apply to bona fide vegetables, not to grains and not to squashes. Okay? Says the Mishnah further. Kol min zroim, ein zroim baruga. Okay, city slickers. They're grains, they're seeds, and they're vegetables. You know the difference? I don't. I assume grains are like seeds are like garinim, you know. Sunflower seeds.
seeds can go and grow into vegetables or into grain.
No, but here we're viewing it as a separate seed crop.
Right.
Like sunflower seeds.
Right. Okay. So, kol minei zorim ein zorim baruga. All types of seeds don't enter into the six tefach, five type heter. Chomini roko zorim el sabiru ruga, only vegetables. Chardal, mustard. Afunin, peas. Hashufin, whatever that is. I know what shufin is. I think it's rye. No, it can't be rye. Rye is one of the five grains. So maybe caraway. That's what I meant to say, caraway. The caraway, the seeds of the rye bread, right. The seeds of the rye bread. So those are all seeds. They're not vegetables. You can't grow this pattern parch. Afunin, hagamlunin, but another type of bean, which are, he says here, large beans, I guess like green beans or string beans, meaning those are type of vegetables. Koyvel shegavot tefach v'nismayit. What if the perimeter started out being a tefach and then it got diminished in stature? It's kosher. It's okay. Why? Shem tchash mitzchas. It's got to start out kosher and that's sufficient. I tell my master mayim shem amukim tefach. As we mentioned previously, if you have a furrow or an irrigation canal which is a tefach deep, zayin tochus shlosh zironim, you can plant there three types of seeds even. Echon mikan, vechon mikan, one on each side on the top, vechon bensa and one in the middle. Okay. These are all means, these are all types of seeds. Now here it should be the Melech HaShloim, it changes. Alpha Pish is only Eric. Even though you grew mustard as a vegetable. You're an idiot. We don't care. Alpha Pish is only Eric. You still got to put him in a patch. You're an aberrant individual. Right? Hafunim Agamunim, large beans. Upula Mitzri, in Egyptian, legumes. Shazorin Lazera, which you planted for seeds. They can't be put into a patch either. However, Zorin Lierik, since these are also regarded by some as vegetables, then you put them into the patch. So again, here it's all an issue of, here it's an issue even of really of intent. How you intended to perceive it? Do you perceive it as being a vegetable? Do you perceive it as being a grain, a seed? So certain things are not relevant to your perception. They're absolutes. But certain things are relevant to your perceptions. Yeah, that's what we see here. Right. Under Reagan, all these halachos would have changed. But mustard is called a seed. Mustard seed, that's what it's called. Okay. Shaiz yoranegina, shein necholin, other types of seeds which are not eaten. Avo peaches are, in other words, they're ornamentals. Avo peaches are in Lazera, even though you plant them to use the seeds, in other words, you're one of those aberrants who's using the seed, no sagabi aruga, nonetheless, since they are considered to be vegetable patch type things, so you can put them as part and parcel of your aruga, part and parcel of your plot. All right, what time do you all have? Do you all have 9 o'clock? 9 o'clock? I do want to have turn page. How many more blocks are there for the lines here to turn the page? Okay. Nismai kosher. If the ridge is originally right high and then it got lower, diminished, it's okay. Rabbi Yami said, Hoda dat omar lizroim shabo. That's stuff which is already growing there. It would start out being a tafak. You plant it on the ridge, and now the ridge is less than tafak. You don't have to approve what that which is already there. But to start adding stuff now is forbidden. It's like whatever was there was to tefach high, it's grandfathered in. So even if now loses its height of a tefach, they still can remain there. However, if it's more, you can't plant anything new now. Over the Zora, what happens if you did plant new stuff there on the ridge after you were not supposed to? Pidyeven, miachosh elumatorim, since the ones that are originally okay, harelumatorim, these also are okay. Rabbi Yirmiya boy, Nicha Nekroshnim, that may be true where the second ones, the ones planted beitzer are uprooted. Harishonim, well, Micha, Nekorishnim, if the second ones, which are just planted there, are uprooted, Harishonim Mutar, the ones which are there originally, when it was the Reteva Chai, they're certainly still Mutar. Nekorishnim, what if the original ones were uprooted? Hashni and Mayim, what about the second ones which are planted? Are they okay? No, it's the ones which your grandfather and were uprooted. Now you only have the Johnny Come Latelys. Were the Johnny Come Latelys there at the same time as the grandfathers, so I'd be okay. But now the grandfathers are gone. All you have is Johnny Come Lately. Is the fact that they were planted at the time when they're still grandfathers make them mutzer, or do I say now they're awesome? So Nishmini Minadolitsu for the following case. Hamito, you have a bed. It's one of these Yerushalmi hyperconnections. You have a bed, which is tummy. How do you make a bed which is tummy? Two ways. Either by putting it in the mikveh or by breaking it. Yeah, by breaking it. So what's one way of breaking it? You took away the two long sides, right? They're like wooden cots, right? And you took away the two long sides. And he made a new wooden sides. And he didn't change the holes, meaning that the short ones are still there. But he didn't break the bed altogether. He made new long sides and left the old short sides. So the bed is still Tommy. The bed is still Tommy. Nishtabru Chadoshos, what if now the new ones break? Tomeo, the bed remains Tommy, right? V'yishonos, however, if the old ones break, it's Tar. Why? They're new long beams there? And those new long beams should take over and consider the bed whole? We don't say that. We say that since the ones which are grandfathered in, the short beams are gone, the ones which were then put in later on, the new beams of halacha is new. And a bed which is broken and then fixed is, of course, tar. Right? A mall is always broken at some point. Shakol holech achar yishonos, because everything goes after the old ones, the ones which were there at the time they became tummy. Adamra, this tells us in our case, we can extrapolate to our case, nekrashniim, if the Johnny come lately, he's got uprooted, or he's trying to turn the ones who were there first with grandfather, and it was okay. Nekrashniim, ashniim, asurim, for the said the first ones are uprooted, meaning the grandfathers, then the second ones are also, just like over there. If there it's a kula in the case of Tuma and Tara. But if the first ones, the short ones, are broken, even though they're ready, new long ones there, since that constitutes the breakage completely of the original first bed, because the long bars are gone, the short bars are now broke, that's considered to be okay in its turn. So we always go after the grandfathers, and the Johnny Come Latelys can only be mutter if by virtue of their being schlepped along to the grandfathers, not on their own merits. We will stop here for this evening.